Beloved radio friends, in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, we greet you. This is your Bible teacher of the air speaking, J.W. Bramhall, giving you a hearty welcome to listen to the ministry of the precious Word of God. As well as confessing, it is a delight to come with you before that precious Word together on this radio program. I humbly but earnestly pray that our hearts and our minds, as well as our lives, are being divinely affected by the consideration of what God is yet to do. We have touched upon the future program of God in relation to the church. We are now continuing the future program of God in relation to Israel. Many things have been stated by us in the preceding studies from the Word of God regarding Israel. We continue the consideration of Israel as today we begin in the 12th chapter of the prophecy of Zechariah to meditate upon the last great siege at Jerusalem in the land of Israel. May I read for our section of scripture today from chapter 12 of Zechariah, and God willing later on we shall go to the last chapter in the book of Zechariah and consider this theme in detail also. The last great siege of Jerusalem. Chapter 12 of Zechariah, we read the first 9 verses. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heavens and layeth the foundation of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people or the nations round about, when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people, for all nations. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth, or though all the nations of the earth, be gathered together against it. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness, and I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength in the Lord of hosts, their God. In that day will I make the governors of Judah like an heart of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheath. And they shall devour all the people round about, on the right hand and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. May the Lord bless the reading, the hearing, and give help to the ministry of this precious word. We come to a section of prophecy in the Old Testament from one of the greatest prophetical books we could study, relating to Israel, relating to Judah, relating to Jerusalem, and even relating to the nations of the earth. I commend to every student of the Word of God, and those interested in the prophetic word particularly, the study of the prophecy of Zechariah. The contents of the whole book magnify and exalt the one who is to be the coming king of all the earth. The contents of this book also have a very clear relationship to God's future purposes for the nation of Israel. And then also, they have much to state in relation to God's purposes for the nations. Now in chapter 12, where we have commenced our reading, It is the beginning of the last great section, or the last great burden of prophecy in this book of Zechariah. And I would like to point out three facts that you can substantiate in reading chapters 12, 13, and 14. Three introductory considerations. In this great section of the last part of the prophecy, there is a time element involved. In the opening of verse 3 from whence we have read, there is this expression, in that day. You will find in these three chapters, the 12th through the 14th, the repetition of this expression, in that day, 16 times. You will find this expression in many other prophecies of the Old Testament, particularly Isaiah and so on. And the expression always means to a godly Jew, that day is the day of the coming Messiah, the coming day of the Messiah. And may I repeat, what is involved as the time element of these prophecies in the chapters before us is the coming of the Lord, coming in power, coming in glory, coming to be the deliverer of his earthly people and to set up his kingdom with his people sharing that reign with him. And then there's a second consideration that is very noteworthy when you read these three chapters, 12 through 14. There is a place that is prominently involved, and that place is the city of Jerusalem. The city of Jerusalem is mentioned 20 times in the last section of Zechariah. And I'm sure that you would agree with me. The prominent mention of the city certainly suggests the involvement of that city in the last days. And then you also find a third fact. Throughout this section of Zechariah 12 through 14, the nations, or the peoples of the earth, they too are frequently mentioned, and a total of 13 times. Now let's come to a conclusion. There's a time element involved that indicates the chapters and the prophecies refer to the coming day of the Messiah's glory. And second, they refer particularly and revolve around the prominent city of Jerusalem, which is mentioned 20 times. And they also have much to state regarding the position and the relationship of the nations or the peoples of the earth around Israel and Jerusalem. This is the conclusion. God will be dealing both with Israel and the nations of the earth in relation to the city of the great king, Jerusalem. Oh, my beloved friend, do you remember the words of the psalmist when he said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem? Have you ever read in human history of a city that has been more glorious and famous in the annals of divine as well as human history upon the earth? If you will take your map of the globe, whether in the Western Hemisphere or the Eastern Hemisphere of this wide world, and if you will pinpoint that little land of Israel, you will find, perhaps not exactly so, but virtually, it is the geographical center of all the earth. May I say, in relation to the purposes of God, Jerusalem is in the center of his purposes, the most prominent city upon the earth. Now forget the glory and the greatness of other cities, whether it be the great city of New York, whether it be the great city of London, England, whether it be the great city of Rome, Italy, whether it be any other great city that you might name, greater in vastness and extent, and perhaps even in power. But may I state to you, my beloved friend, the centrality of God's purposes in relation to one particular city, that centrality of his purposes is upon and with the city of Jerusalem. It is to be the city of the great king. Now I want you to note in our chapter that we have read, and I wish you to see it as we go on through the details of it, from verse 1 through 9, and shall also go to chapter 14 later. We have the record of Israel's final conflict, as well as their deliverer and deliverance. In verse 1 of our chapter, the burden of the word of the Lord, writes the prophet, saith the Lord, for Israel, which stretcheth forth the heavens and layeth the foundation of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man within him. Now I want you to note importantly who is speaking. This is a divine speaker. I don't know what you would say your purposes might be for Israel and for Jerusalem. I know what perhaps would be the purposes of the nations, as we shall see, that would be to destroy Israel and Jerusalem. But here is a divine speaker. The omnipotent one in heaven and earth is speaking. He is the almighty creator and the one who sustains with his power, by his power, the universe. It is the eternal God who is speaking. And he introduces himself as the almighty, created, sustaining, eternal God, and therefore what he states, there is no impossibility of his word not being fulfilled. What he declares is sure to come to pass. And note verse 2 as we read, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people, unto all the nations round about, when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. May I recapitulate very briefly what we have been touching upon in our preceding message. Those messages we have given and related to Israel, the coming crisis, their great time of deepest trouble ahead. And that crisis will culminate when Jerusalem becomes the focal objective of the nation's hatred and persecution, and their attempt to destroy the city as well as the people of God. But may I point out the words of the Almighty, that city of Jerusalem will be a cup of trembling and bring fear to those nations who shall be in that day besieging the city and the people of Judah. Oh, beloved, the crisis is getting nearer. You know, I trust that your soul is saved, and you know the Lord before that day of vengeance falls on the earth. Shall we pray? Father, bless thy word. Search the conscience and convict the soul that needs Christ. For Jesus' sake, amen.